Proclamation number 5325 of 29th of February, 1952. Exhortation to gather spiritual treasures on earth. The wealth of spiritual good cannot be desired enough, for it alone creates beatitude in the kingdom of the beyond when the soul has discarded everything it possessed on earth. When it dwells in the spiritual realm where only spiritual good is of value because it alone is imperishable. You can acquire this wealth on earth but only if you ignore earthly wealth, because you cannot be granted both at the same time. You must know that two masters offer you their goods but that the goods are completely opposite as well as the masters who want to distribute them. Both of a different sphere into which they want to draw you. And both areas are far apart so that you will have to decide which one you prefer. That is why both lords entice you with their goods. But one of them is transient while the other lasts forever. You should consider this when you are confronted with a decision. Do you only want temporary happiness? Or do you seek eternal happiness? Then you must also choose the Father and Creator of eternity, who wants to provide you with everlasting treasures if only you confess Him. He will give you plenty so that you need not suffer any lack, and He will also provide you with the perishable goods which you need to maintain your body. As soon as you first desire the spiritual gifts. But as long as your eyes are blinded by the treasures this adversary offers you, you will not see the mild splendor of the spiritual gifts. Therefore you must turn away from them and be content with the fulfillment of earthly needs, which the Father and Creator of eternity assures you. So that you will live on earth and not become incapable of acquiring spiritual wealth. For He is truly your Father who cares for your spiritual and physical well-being but who will never give you goods which are perishable for you, even if they seem indispensable to you during your earthly lifetime. They only cling to you from the outside and yet block the access to the soul for those who would like to provide them with spiritual nourishment. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything else will be granted to you. But you will never be able to find the kingdom of God if you seek it in the world, which is the kingdom of His adversary. And you will lose everything you have gathered in earthly possessions, for none of it will follow you into eternity. But the spiritual possessions can no longer be taken away from you, they will follow you into eternity, they are the soul's share which it will take with it into eternity. And therefore it cannot be presented to you loudly and admonishingly enough that you should acquire spiritual treasures on earth, that you should create wealth for yourselves which signifies an inconceivable blessing in the spiritual kingdom. A wealth which will always increase, although you use it to constantly distribute, to give to the needy, to whom you want to practice merciful neighborly love because you yourselves are driven to do so by love. Acquire this wealth on earth so that you will not have lived in vain. Decide in favor of the Lord, who offers you good gifts. Receive from His hand what His infinite love offers you and make all those happy who are poor and need your help. Amen.